stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour on this TGIF Friday, February 28th, 2025 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This is the last day of February, tomorrow, March 1st. Spring is coming, even though we're getting hit with some snow today up in the northern tip of the Lower Peninsula, the eastern part of the UP. It's coming. Believe me, it's coming. Sun is shining, blue skies here at the studio in Antrim County, but it is coming, trust me. And as we enter tomorrow, March 1st, Saturday, it is the last month of the first quarter of the Nielsen's ratings. And I know I've begged you to do this in the past. I'm going to continue until we are completely empty of rear window stickers. We still have about 150 left, and I need them on your vehicles. Text me, 231-360-5140. Your first, last name, mailing address. Don't care if it's your home, office, business, whatever. And how many stickers you can put on your vehicles for us. We need to get rid of these last 150 out of 1,000. We've mailed out over 850 some already. You may be seeing them in the community in our listening area of 97.7 FM WCHY Sheboygan. If you have the ability to get our station on your vehicle's radio, we need a rear window sticker on your vehicle to help us make the community aware of the radio station. Greatly appreciate if you'd help us get rid of these last 150 stickers. So again, just text me, 231-360-5140, first and last name, mailing address, and how many stickers you can absolutely put on vehicles for us, and we'll mail them out to you. We greatly appreciate it. We need to grow the listening audience. We need to grow our numbers so that we can get new sponsors to help us through this non-election year. We need to promote small businesses. If you know a small business that you think would be a good fit for this show, for this radio station, text me the name of the business and the owner, if you know it, and I'll definitely place a call to them, go visit them in person. Say one of our listeners thinks that you'd be a good fit for our radio family and like to sit down and talk to you about growing your business. This is what we're all about. We want you to grow your business, and we are a great, great radio family to help you do it. As a matter of fact, I got an email for Harbor Springs. They're going to be doing an event that we're going to be talking about. We're going to be putting commercials together for them and help them grow the Harbor Springs Gun Show. The gun show is going to be March 15th and 16th, Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 9 to 3. It's going to be at the VFW Post. 2051 is the post number, located at 599 West Conway Road in Harbor Springs. Lunch will be available. They're going to have a good show. If you want more information, you can give Tim a call, 231-838-8054, or Paul, 231-838-2726. Harbor Springs Gun Show, March 15th and 16th, Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 9 to 3. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back. If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
DairySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Now, y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hey everybody, welcome on into the show. Second segment here on this Friday. I'm going to try to add Tristan Cole, my insurance agent, into the show. Open board. Not getting him available. We'll try to connect him here shortly. Had an interesting topic that I wanted to discuss with him today. Looking at my roof, looking at the ice dams over my front porch, and also the melting of the ice and how it's potentially backing up. So one of the things I'm kind of concerned about is what we can do for spring, preparing for these warmer weathers, the warmer weather that's coming. Even though we still got snow coming right now, it is going to happen. And so what do we need to anticipate that and to be able to be prepared for it? So let's see if we can get him connected in. In the meantime, I did want to mention that the process of Sheboygan County, the commissioners replacing the resigning elected county commissioner, is a process, and that you guys want to be part of that process. All you have to do is go to their county commissioners meeting, look for it on the calendar, and then attend it this week. Brett Gooding wants to remind us that the Emmett County Board of Commissioners meeting is this Monday at 6 o'clock. So if you live in Emmett County, make sure you participate by going to that county commissioners meeting. Brett says, commissioners meeting is this next Monday night, Emmett County, 6 o'clock. So definitely want to be able to have you guys attend that. Why is it so critically important? Well, because the process, I got Glenn texting me his address. Glenn, how many stickers can you use for your vehicles? Maybe some friends or neighbors you know that listen to the radio station. I'm going to put an envelope together with a stamp. I want to make sure I get the right number. So, Glenn, if you could text me back the number of stickers you can utilize, and I'll get those out to you as well. Let's continue to reach out, see if we can connect Tristan, because I had a really good topic for him today. Let's see. For some reason, it's not seeing him as being available. Oh, you're there. Okay, Tristan, can you hear me? No. Let me reconnect. Okay. Okay, I'm connected into the board now, and let's see if we can do a reapproach here. Sometimes the landing doesn't work. Let's see. Let's call him there and see if this works. Okay, he says he's on. So now it's starting to ring, and he's not available. All right, Tristan, are you there? No, I'm not hearing you. Okay. You know what? I'm going to just call his cell phone. Let's do it this way. Add dial pad. And let's just do it this way. We'll use the old-fashioned technology. For some reason, it's showing it as being unavailable for some reason. And technology, you love it when it works. You hate it when it doesn't. So greatly appreciate him standing by for us there. And we'll see if we can get him into the show this way. Hey, good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, good, good. Yeah, for some reason, it's showing you as being unavailable. I don't have the green light. So... love technology when it works and hate it when it doesn't. So,
well, when you're trying to beep in, I'm trying to reset passwords. It's blocking me out. I put three different passwords in, reset them. Code coming from every orifice. It's unbelievable.
Tristan, the reason I wanted to have you on today is we had a warm up and my big 6 foot long icicles hanging off of the front cover of my porch. It's not part of the house. It's kind of a separate little gable that hangs over the front porch. Yeah. Okay. So I'm not really worried about water coming inside the house, but those icicles melted. But then I looked up on top of my gutters. Now you have to understand, I have those gutter guard, leaf guard, whatever the heck it's called. The screening material that goes over the gutters to prevent leaves and branches from going into my gutters so they stay clear. And over top of those, I am not kidding, dude. I'm talking about probably dang near a foot of solid ice with then snow on top of that. And I'm looking at that and I'm going, how in the heck am I going to break a foot thickness of ice without causing damage, you know, to my gutters or to my shingles or whatever? And my first question to you from your years of experience in dealing with this, is that something I should even attempt, or should I just allow the warmer weather to take its course like I have in the past, just let it thaw naturally? What do you recommend from an insurance point of view?
Well, you're spot on with all that. You severely damage your roof and or the gutters if you're up there hammering away on things without, you know, taking the precautions. If there's no leaks, you know, it's probably okay. We see ice all over many homes this time of year.
Sure.
If there's leaks, then there's other issues, and there's some different ice melting products you can get from the hardware store or from, you know, someplace like Home Depot, one of your big retailers that can help speed up the breakdown process for that ice. But you want to be really careful because that can cause corrosion and it can cause damage to the shingles and the roofing material as well.
Right. Now, I saw a company when I was in Traverse City a couple of weeks ago, and I wish I would have taken a picture of his trailer. The light turned green and the guy pulled away before I could take the picture. But it was Michigan Seamless Gutters or something like that, and he talked about, and he was pulling a trailer that appeared to be kind of like a kind of an air compressor slash heating something. On the side of the trailer, it said steam removal of ice and snow. Have you ever heard of this type of technology?
Yes. That has sprung up this year. There's several of those companies around. I know some people have used them right here in Bel Air. I would go online and I would search that up, and I'm sure we can find that contact. And, you know, folks that are interested could communicate with them directly to deal with that severe ice buildup. I know that there was some work being done up by Shanty Creek Resort, for example, on some of the condos to remove some massive layers of ice with heated water and some antifreeze, I believe, mixed into that. But you'd have to contact them directly. But that would definitely be something that a homeowner would want to look at if there is any water intrusion into the living space or into the roof itself.
Right, absolutely. Well, one thing that I was noticing too, and this is very interesting, is that a lot of people, I noticed more and more people this year shoveling the roof and getting that excessive snow buildup off the roof. You know, historical snowfall this year, well over 100 inches in some places. Today, weather forecast, northern tip of the Lower Peninsula, 6 to 8 inches. Sault Ste. Marie, from the bridge all the way to Sault Ste. Marie, the eastern third of the UP, our listening area, they're forecasted to get 8 to 12 inches of snow today. And that really is heavy. That snow, when it starts to accumulate, it actually gets heavy. And you've talked about it before. Last couple of weeks we've had you on, roofs absolutely failing, causing huge damage to the buildings, even killing livestock, animals, and damaging tractors and boats and all kinds of things. That is a real issue.
That is a real issue. And what I would recommend folks do is, right at the beginning of winter, keep the snow removed from your roof. When there's, you know, we get 4 inches, get up, get a roof rake, and from the ground, you know, you can just work away at it and remove that snow down, and do that with basically every snowfall, and keep your roof clear right from the beginning. That's the easiest thing to do. Or for sure, when it gets to be, you know, 10, 12 inches deep, get up there, you know, with the roof rake from the ground. You can generally, at a lot of houses, reach those, you know, reach a peak on a regular one-story home, and just break that snow off. Use it as kind of an exercise regimen.
Oh, yeah. Your arms definitely get a workout. And the most and the most important part to that is the valleys. I know that the valleys are critical, because when it does start to melt, you want those valleys to flow freely and get that water, that moisture off the roof.
Well, that's correct. And you really want those edges, those eaves, Oftentimes, even with insulated roofs, you know, you have a tiny bit of heat that escapes or penetrates through that, those roofing materials and slowly melts a little bit. But when that water flows down and hits the eave, the overhang from your house, there's no more heat there. And so it cools. And that's where that ice builds up. And so if you just keep that cooled area, those eaves, that first 4 to 6 feet of your roof clear of snow, oftentimes that is a huge help to, you know, reducing those ice dams and that massive ice buildup.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, I'm going to give out your phone number to the Bel Air office. Again, Tristan is our Farm Bureau insurance agent. And give him a call at 231-533-6489. Again, 231-533-6489, or online, his name, TristanCole.com, leads right directly to his Bel Air office. And again, for our listeners downstate, you're licensed with Farm Bureau, but you can handle the entire state of Michigan.
That's correct. I've got policies from, you know, way up in the northwestern regions of the Upper Peninsula all the way down into the city of Detroit and all spaces in between. Love to work with folks to meet their insurance needs statewide.
Yeah, absolutely. One thing I definitely want you to do, and I don't know if you've already done this or not, but you've got 110 state representatives and 38 state senators. I think that's 148 names that you need to be calling and talking to them because they definitely need an insurance checkup. I'd love for you to contact Senator I absolutely love this lady, Santana and others down there in Detroit area. So
I communicate frequently with those folks, as you might imagine. And I attended the State of the State a couple of days ago and was able to see some of them and say hi real quick.
Good, good, good. And is Santana, is that her husband that's the bodybuilder that you've actually taken hunting?
Yeah, it is. Harvey. I introduced Harvey to hunting and outdoor recreation, and he's just taken off and run with that. He's, you know, we've killed deer and turkey together. He's killed a great bear in the Upper Peninsula. He recently killed a buffalo. I believe that was in the Upper Peninsula as well on a ranch. And he killed a record-sized alligator down in Florida earlier back in the fall. Just phenomenal how he's taken to the sport and really taken off.
Yeah. Well, you make sure that the next time you have an opportunity to talk to him, you tell Senator Santana that Trucker Randy said hello. She didn't want me to be part of the Democrat Party back in 22. So. Well, I appreciate that. Hey, Tristan, one other thing. I just got a text message. Jeff in Oscoda. He says, also, Tristan is dead right, but you also want to make sure that the valleys are clear of any debris, branches, or leaves.
Yes, yes, that can really clog things up. And anytime you impede that water flow, that drainage, as things are melting off, that's where you're going to have that backup of water and potential problems and that ice buildup where it's can be very detrimental.
Excellent, excellent. Well, again, text me TC for Tristan Cole. I'll text you his phone number at the office in Bel Air. Also, his website again, TristanCole.com, just like it's spelled. TristanCole.com, TristanCole.com. Thank you, sir. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Randy.
On the hour news break of hour number 3, we'll be right back.
Michigan News Source is brought to you by My Pure Health Solutions. If you want to lose weight and feel